You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Fine century by Tilakarani Dilshan last night guided Sri Lanka to a 7-wicket win over New Zealand in a rain-reduced third one-day international in Palakkelly. Chasing a duck with Lewis' adjusted target of 197 in 33 overs, Dilshan and Angelo Matthews put on an unbroken fourth-wicket stand worth 127 to win the game with 11 balls to spare. Dilshan cracked 102 in 95 balls and Matthews 54 in 47 to help their side recover from a score of 73 for 3 in the 15th over. New Zealand had earlier made a poor start but themselves had been rescued by BJ Watling's career best score of 96 not out, closing on 188 for 6 in 33 overs. As the Tees move on to Hambantota, New Zealand must win the final two matches on Saturday and Monday if they are to avoid a series defeat. Fast bowlers Stephen Finn and Stuart Broad are both unlikely to feature in England's final warm-up game ahead of the opening test against India. England take on Haryana in a three-day game which offers a final opportunity for players, notably openers Nick Compton and Joe Root, to push for a starting place. However, Finn, who suffered a thigh strain in the opening match against India A, and Broad, who limped after the match against Mumbai A with a heel problem, are set to watch on the sidelines. The pair's absence will give Graham Onions another opportunity to press his claims for a test recall, while Surrey Stuart Meeker, drafted into the squad as cover, may also feature. That tour game gets underway tomorrow in Ahmedabad, and there's some late news that England off-spinner Graham Swan has returned home from India to spend time with his family after his young daughter was taken ill. Swan is, of course, England's first-choice slow bowler. He made his test debut in India in 2008. He is anticipating a return in time for the opening match, which gets underway in Ahmedabad on the 15th of November.